This is the astrology forecast for the 2017 Gemini New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Gemini New Moon takes place on May 25th, 2017 at 12:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 3:44 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 8:44 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 4 degrees Gemini 46 seconds. The workings of our minds and vehicles are up for a boost with this month's Gemini New Moon. The celestial lineup promises innovative approaches with practical application and follow-through. Lots of them. Lots. After the log jams, breakdowns, and drama of recent weeks, this prospect is welcome to the point of exhilaration, or giddiness. Gemini energy is breezy and light, flexible and versatile, prone to unfettered motion wherever curiosity leads. That may dart here and there in short attention span street theater, ooh, shiny object. Or it may quickly rotate among several focuses, a word that's almost laughable in the context of Gemini, in multitasking or juggling. And when the going gets serious, much less rough, Gemini finds a way to dodge, to deflect, to crack a joke, poke fun, and generally evade gravity. It's just the antidote to the current state of our lives, be honest now, and we are primed to apply it. Our thinking, info streams, and communication systems all have the benefit of a recent tune-up, which they received during Mercury's retrograde and two-week visit with Uranus and the cosmic iconoclast's catalytic, liberating, and awakening properties. Likely, you are not clinging so tightly to certain thoughts, technology, or situations. Now it's time to run, skip, and jump with our newly freed grip and minds. We might be vaguely wobbly, woozy, or disoriented. Don't give sensations like that much attention. Make a joke, remember? The new moon is making a wide square to illusionist Neptune, which lends a funhouse mirror quality to information coming in and out. Objects in the mirror may be closer than they look. Situations may not be quite as they seem. And not everything you hear or think may be real. Instead, trust Gemini's ruler, the fleet-footed messenger Mercury. Yes, he's a trickster, but he's uncharacteristically subdued right now, showing little of the nimbleness associated with his home sign of Gemini. He is now well into Taurus, the first and most leisurely of the Earth signs. Coming to ground gives him and our thought processes a measured pace, a steadiness, and a bent toward practicalities and the concrete. And he has valuable alliances under this moon that will focus, embolden, and motivate you. Penetrating and profound truths are coming to light via the easy flow of a growing trine between Mercury and Pluto, Lord of Death and Regeneration. This pair injects prioritizing and laser focus into Gemini's willy-nilly ways. The duo gives communications enormous power and encourages changes with staying power. If you have a vehicle or device that's limping along, the Mercury-Pluto link makes letting go possible with ease. Get up and go is also at our disposal. The ruler of Taurus, the sign Mercury is currently lazing about in, is Venus, goddess of love and money and all that we value. She's in feisty, fiery Aries, which cloaks her in huntress mode and provides the oomph to pounce on what we want. This injects a definitive combativeness to gallivanting after this or that shiny ribbon, piece of news, flirtation target. That combustiveness could turn more than we bargained for, or land us in darker territory than expected. Venus is making a harsh and demanding link to Pluto, which pits the lord and lady of desire and money at the extremes of beyond ordinary mortal comprehension and within our worldly grasp. I want becomes I want, shouted from our very cells and circumventing or disabling rational thought. That pretty shiny trifle might lure us magnetically into compulsion, obsession, or intensity that was masked by Gemini's lightheartedness. No matter what primordial impulses may be doing to us, on a conscious level we are not at war with ourselves. the embodiment of the feminine has the help of the masculine now, which affects both how we approach the world and how interactions flow. Venus is making a cooperative opportunity aspect to Mars, ruler of our drive, and also ruler of the sign Venus is occupying. Mars is geared for a multi-pronged campaign for all of Venus's high energy orders. He is quick, nimble, and versatile right now. From being in Gemini, Mercury's home, he's equipping us to tackle many tasks at once and to shoot many, many, many arrows into the air, much like the Eight of Wands in the tarot. The three, mind, desire, and drive, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, are in a simpatico flow. The moon's ruler Mercury is answering to Venus, who's answering to Mars, who is answering to Mercury, and back again. The ménage à trois, with the assists from Pluto, gives this Gemini moon depth and range. They're setting off a process we'll cycle through repeatedly over the next few weeks. Think, gather data, ruminate, feel a desire and leap at it. Walk your talk, multitrack, and back into the loop to think some more. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my weekly mailing list, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.